Well, we've just finished Passover, Pesach, and we are now recovering from the matzah and the wine and the etc. And we are in a period of time which is known as Sfiras HaOmer, counting of the Omer. The time between Pesach and the following festival, which is Shavuot. Shavuot celebrates giving the Torah at Sinai, when the Jewish people received the Torah at Mount Sinai, which occurred the 50th day after the Exodus from Egypt. And so the in between Passover, when we became a nation, we were born as a nation physically, and Shavuot, when we were born as a nation spiritually, those two festivals are linked by a time that we count every single day, days and weeks. And the idea being to link those two events, that the creation of the Jewish people physically is linked to our creation spiritually, that the only reason we are a nation physically is so that we can carry out our task spiritually, which is the Torah. And this is in the words of a great Jewish philosopher, of Sa'adia Gaon. He puts it, Ein umateinu uma ela b'torata, our nation is only a nation by virtue of its Torah. That the essence of our national identity and the essence of our national task is the Torah, is the fulfillment of the commandments of God, and basically to be his reps, representatives, here on earth. Now, what's interesting is that during this particular period of time, it has become customary, and this is an ancient custom, goes back over about, at least 600 years, possibly older than that, which is that during this period of time between Passover and Shavuot, we study, community study something called Ethics of the Fathers, which is a section of the Mishnah, central Jewish legal text written in about 170 to 200 CE, a section of the Jewish legal text, the Mishnah, which deals with ethics, personality, character development, being a decent, good person. What we call midot, character traits, derech eretz, decency, and in Yiddish is known as menschlichkeit. So this is a period when it's studied during these 7 weeks between Passover and Shavuot. Why is it studied during this time? There are numerous reasons given. My father always told me, is that they used to say in Poland, he says, because summer is approaching, and that's when the evil inclination is at its strongest. And if that's true in Galicia in Poland, then in the United States, I guess, and much of the Western world, it's even more true. But okay, that's one possibility. Don't know how serious that is, but one possibility. The other idea, which I think is even more correct, and is that in order to receive the Torah, in order for us to be obligated in the commandments of the Torah, requires, prior to that, character development. Prior to the Torah is actually required that you be a decent person. There's a statement of the sages that kadma derech eretz la Torah, Chavav Dorot, that Derech Eretz, which is basic decency, preceded the giving of the Torah by 26 generations. Because if you look through the Bible, there's 10 generations from Adam to Noah, 10 generations from Noah to Abraham, 6 generations from Abraham to Moses. That means there were 26 generations of humanity that were not yet given the Torah. And the Torah was only given after 26 generations. What preceded the Torah? So the way the Talmud puts it is, derech eretz, the learning and the understanding and the absorbing of the ideas of human decency, how to be a good person. And in fact, you look at the entire book of Genesis, 5 books of the Torah, 613 commandments, you'd expect the distribution to be approximately 120 or so commandments per book, give or take. Yet, what's interesting is that all the commandments are distributed in the books of the last 4 books of the Bible. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, there's only 3 commandments: procreation, circumcision, not to eat the sciatic nerve of an animal, sinew of the thigh, as it's incorrectly translated. So 3 commandments in the entire book of Genesis. What's going on? So the answer is, the book of Genesis is there to teach us decency. Is that so we can look at the way that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, how they acted in this world, what we can learn from them, and so on, their dialogue and everything else. Very, very important. And only after we have absorbed those lessons, only after we have understood decency, then we can receive the Torah after these 26 generations. 26, by the way, is numerical value of God's holy name of four letters. But leaving that aside, closing parentheses, so to speak, this also is found in another source. You know, before we received the Torah, God came to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai, and he said, here's the Torah, folks. And the Jews said, Na'aseh v'nishma, which means we'll do, and we will obey. We will understand. So it's interesting, our obligation to keep the Torah is based on that commitment. What's interesting is that that commitment is prior to the commandments. So that means in order to be obligated in the commandments of the Torah, you have to understand that a commitment, a verbal commitment, obligates you. If we don't understand the idea that having committed myself to something, that's a real obligation, which is a basic idea of human decency, then I can't even receive the Torah, because my whole obligation to receive the Torah, or rather the whole way in which the Jewish people have become obligated in the commandments, is because the Jewish people committed themselves beforehand to do so. Which means that aspect, which is commitment, the idea of making a promise, the idea of shaking on something and keeping your word, that's even prior to the Torah. Not only chronologically prior to the Torah, but it's also, I guess, logically prior. Because without that idea that if I make a commitment, I have to do it. If I make a promise, I need to fulfill my word. Without that, we wouldn't even be obligated in all the commandments. So therefore, it's very appropriate that during the time before the festival that celebrates the receiving of the Torah, before that time, what are we focused on? We are focused during these 7 weeks on the development of human decency, the development of Derech Eretz, the development of character traits, the development of personality, and all these things, because all these things are prior to the Torah chronologically and logically. And upon all these things, the commandments of the Torah are built. As Reb Chaim Vital, one of the great Kabbalists, noted, the various personality traits and basic decency and character, they're not part of the formal system of the commandments. The reason they're not part of the formal system of the commandments, he says, is because the commandments are built upon these things. You can't really talk to someone about fulfilling the commandments of the Torah. You can't really talk to someone about higher levels of morality, higher levels of spirituality, subtleties of the commandments. How could you talk to someone about that if they don't even understand basic ideas like gratitude? They don't understand a basic idea like commitment, like a promise, like shaking on something. They don't understand the idea of not hurting people. How can you even talk to someone about Torah unless they've absorbed those things? So hopefully during this period of time, we are engaged in study of ethics of the fathers, and we hope to absorb and work on these aspects, these character traits, decency, etc., so that will have a basis upon which the commandments of the Torah can rest. So we'll have an understanding of our commitment to the Torah, and so we'll be better people all around. That's anyway a little bit of an explanation as to why we study Ethics of the Fathers during this time. And actually, I think it's an explanation of what this period of time is all about, these 49 days. Type of like 49 steps leading from Egypt to Mount Sinai, leading from the birth of us physically to our spiritual birth, leading from being freed slaves to being free people who have, through their free will, accepted and made a commitment and are going to honor that commitment.